And welcome in. This is the Hooks Baseball Podcast. I'm Michael Coffin, as the Hooks are fresh off a series split in Midland last week. Up next, kind of a cavalcade of conversations coming your way. We chatted with Vincent Blue last week, Hooks development coach. Blue, in his second year as a member of the Astros player development staff, his first with Corpus Christi, product of Lamar High School in Houston, the former center fielder, played 12 years in professional baseball, including seven as a member of the Detroit Tigers system. So we check in with Blue. Also, along with Vincent Blue, a conversation with Rhett Koba. Koba in Midland last week was terrific. Over six frames, he allowed just two base runners, struck out 10 batters, a new personal best. We'll talk with Rhett Koba, the pride of El Reno, Oklahoma. Also, a conversation with Aaron Brown, who pitched well at home in his last start. And Joe Thon, Hook skipper, in his first year at the helm, the ninth manager in the 18-year history of the club. We'll check in with Joe. Also discuss Chaz McCormick, who's begun a rehab assignment with Corpus Christi. All that and more coming up here on the Hooks Baseball Podcast.
And I'm pleased to be joined by the pride of Lamar High School in Houston, Texas, Vincent Blue, the Hooks development coach. Vincent, thank you very much for taking the time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
A lot of guys are banged up right now, but yeah. A lot of young kids are coming up and making an impact. And how about the debuts of Joey Loperfido and Kennedy Corona? Let's talk about Kennedy for a second here, Blue. I mean, this guy is not a big guy, but he's got a ton of power. He's a dynamo. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely fun to watch. And I had him last year in Fayetteville. Good guy, hard worker, a ton of power, but also a great defender. He can play anywhere in the outfield from center, left, or right, plus arm. So he's actually a solid add-on, him and Loperfido.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And Loperfido certainly has found his power stroke early here at AA. He's a guy that's been able to hit the ball pretty well. But playing, you know, two different positions. So actually three different positions when you think about it. You know, he started out as an outfielder in college, still in the outfield here with the Astros, but working in some on the infield. That's a big challenge for these guys to play multiple spots.
Yeah, it is. I mean, dealing with the outfielders, and dual guys, my job is to, you know, making sure that they're prepped for the outfield work as much as possible, especially with a guy like Loperfido. He's everywhere. So to me, it's just having him do outfield things, even when he's doing infield things on his days off. You know, it's really not a day off, but it's making sure on the days that he's doing infield stuff, he's getting his outfield work done too.
He's doing something every day.
Yeah, just he's doing something every day.
Just doing different things.
It's all about preparation. So,
well, and you guys do a great job of programming this stuff, mm-hmm. and making sure that there's a plan and a schedule and the line of communications and all that good stuff. This is an interesting place to play here in Midland. It's a huge ballpark. I mean, I'm sure you'd have loved covering all that ground out there in center field. I mean,
I would actually love hitting it more than playing outfield.
There's a lot of grass to find out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of grass to find. You know, with the outfielders, I want them to be aggressive, and I call it go-getters. I want them to be go-getters and understand where they're playing. Actually, the outfield is in left field is kind of weird. It comes in and it goes deep. And in every ballpark that we play, before we get out there, I kind of work around the field and kind of check it out and talk to the outfielders about what to look for and how it's playing and things like that. But, the outfield grass is short, so it's a quick outfield. So, but that's the fun part.
It scoots past you.
Yeah. It's covering all the real estate.
Chatting with Vincent Blue, the Hooks development coach. Blue, do you mind? You've been in this game a long time. You mind just kind of giving us a history of who you are and drafted by the Tigers and played seven seasons in that system, but just kind of what brought you here to the Houston Astros? Sorry to put you on the spot, but we're going to throw you right on the spot.
That's okay. from Houston, Texas, born and raised. I still live there. Drafted out of high school 2001 from Lamar. Played with the Detroit Tigers in the organization, rookie ball through AAA. Bounced around in independent ball after that. It actually took me a while to get in pro ball. I started putting my resume in 2019. For me, it was about when I was actually ready to start coaching professionally. I wanted it to happen organically versus just, okay, I'm done playing. I'm a coach. And when it happened, you know, I was ready to go. So, and it took me at least maybe like 7 or 8 years to put in my resume. But, you know, with that time off, I needed a break. I spent a lot of time playing professionally. And then I put my resume in and with multiple teams, had interviews. And to be honest, I didn't think, you know, I would end up back with my home team. So it's a big deal for
me.
You know, I represent the city and I love my city very much. And I'm happy to be Astro.
Well, it's wonderful that you take that kind of pride in that. What got you into baseball? Why do you love this game so much? Well, at least I assume that you have a fleeting appreciation for this game on occasion.
Yeah, I mean, my dad showed me the game. He was, you know, he didn't have, you know, all the things that I had in my life, and his dad wasn't around a lot. And he dropped out of high school in ninth grade, but he always loved baseball. So, you know, he showed me the game and showed me what hard work is. And just from there, you know, once I was old enough, you know, high school and things like that, I kind of took it on my own. But I was also a football player, too.
So. Yeah. Well, you are in Texas, and you're a big dude.
That's a good
so
thing.
It looks like you could play right now,
well,
but at 40 years old.
Okay. I wasn't the size.
Well, what did you play in football?
Quarterback.
Quarterback. All right. I guess I should have known. Very good.
So,
varsity quarterback.
Correct. I made varsity my sophomore year.
That's cool.
I made varsity in baseball my freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah. So
did you play basketball at all? Track or anything?
No.
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 Swimming?
No.
Okay.
You know, it was just, you know, I took to the game. My dad showed me, and from there, it was just, you know.
7 seasons with the Tigers and then 5 years in indie ball. You've been everywhere. What is there a place that kind of stands out that you've played for, that you've visited, that you're going to either remember fondly or maybe not so fondly?
I mean, both.
Really, well, maybe both. Let's stick to the fondly part for the public.
Fondly, I mean, the Midwest League was a good league. You know, it was good fans. It was just a good year. It was a fun year. We won it that year.
That's cool.
But we was actually the thing I remember about that year was we were actually the worst team the entire season, and we just went on a run, probably like mid July through August, and didn't end up winning the whole thing. So it was a cool, like crazy year. But you know, with every place you have your great fields and not so great fields and things like that.
What do you
that.
Think of the Texas League so far?
I'm just happy to be in Texas, to be honest. I mean, I was in North Carolina last year, and you know, even though I'm in Corpus, I'm still at home.
Yeah.
So it's like,
isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, once I
it's
got
not a
here,
bad drive to Houston.
It's not
either.
A bad drive.
You go through Bayside and everything?
Yeah. Well, I know what to expect in my home state.
Yeah.
So it's easy to be there.
Yeah.
You know?
And the mosquitoes aren't as bad as where you and I are from, over in Corpus, because I guess all the wind. So that'll be nice come the summertime.
I will say this. It's more wind down.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a ton of wind. But we need that wind.
Yeah.
Know, especially in July. We're going to need that wind.
Yeah. I'm definitely enjoying like being back in the state, you know.
Were you a big Astros fan growing up?
So my dad is from Jersey.
Okay.
So I grew up a Mets fan because of him.
Okay.
But I watched the Astros.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like both.
Okay.
So I grew up watching, obviously, Bagwell, Biggio.
Yeah.
The Killer Bee era.
Pretty cool to see them walking around West Palm, too, you know, the backfields.
Yeah,
that must be a cool experience.
Yeah. Last year, Bagwell came down, and we were sitting in the room talking about base running, and I was like, all right, Bagwell.
who was a pretty darn good base runner.
Right, correct.
Like, he made all the cuts.
Yeah.
Right. He was a great base runner despite his speed.
Right.
And he wasn't slow, but he wasn't fast.
He wasn't fast, and that's kind of what I tell base runners also. But I brought up a quick story. I was like, hey, Bagwell, I got to beat this guy on this one. But my senior year, you gave me my all-grade Houston trophy. And so it was like life came in full circle.
That's cool, man.
He was like, man, that's cool. And I was
like,
yeah. Yeah, so it was a cool story. And sometimes I'm just in awe just being with the organization. I'm just like, geez, I'm like, okay, my hometown.
Yeah. Well, I see the way you work and the way you interact with the guys, and Astros are lucky to have you, and we're lucky to have you here in Corpus, man.
Definitely. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and look forward to speaking with you down the road.
Definitely.
And I'm pleased to be joined by Hook starting pitcher Rhett Koba. Rhett, thanks very much for taking the time.
Of course, man. I appreciate it.
Ball club playing really good baseball right now. They've won three in a row. You had a great outing on Thursday, and then and last night just kept it going. You look at what Colton Gordon did. He was great there on the mound for the Hooks to set the tone.
Yeah, for sure. It was nice to see him continue it, because like you said, we're started a streak here, and it's nice to be able to be a part of that. And I hope that we can continue that again tonight and hopefully clinch the series this week, because we definitely had a little struggles in the past this past couple weeks as a team. But it's good to see everybody kind of clicking and everyone keeping the vibes high in the dugout and the locker room and everything. So it's good to see, and hopefully we can continue it tonight.
Yeah, and one of your battery mates, C.J. Stubbs, had a big game yesterday with two home runs. What makes him so effective behind the plate to pitch to?
Just his intelligence with the game and just seeing hitters and be able to understand like what he sees and be able to put that into what pitches we need to throw, where we need to throw them, certain counts. And like you said, his two home runs last night were awesome to see, especially because how much he works, how hard he works for us. And to see that, all that hard work, and then finally him to explode for two bombs last night was really good to see, and hopefully he can continue that.
Well, you've been really good, lights out your last couple appearances. Can you just kind of take us through your arsenal and how you like to attack hitters?
Yeah, like you said, just attack. That's just having good intent behind each pitch and just attacking hitters, not giving them a chance to be comfortable is probably the main thing that I like to do each and every outing, every pitch. And just having the conviction with the fastball and getting that in the zone, being able to get good command, and then everything else kind of plays off the slider, changeup, curveball, just making sure to establish a fastball, and then everything else kind of plays off of it.
Going back to Thursday's outing, we're speaking with Hook's right-hander Rhett Koba. Only two guys reach base in your six innings, longest outing by a Hook's pitcher this year, and you got a personal best in terms of Ks with 10 punch-outs. What was working for you on Thursday, Rhett?
Like you say, with Stubbs, and then just with this kind of just establishing the zone with everything and making the hitters uncomfortable, because if when you get a hitter down two strikes on the first two pitches or just getting ahead in general, it really makes it hard, every hitter knows. And it's just nice to – it was a good outing. Like you said, we're in a streak. It was good to help keep that going and get us our second win in a row that week, and then obviously get the third last night. So I was just glad to be able to help the team get a win and continue to hopefully get us back above 500 and then see where we can go from there.
And this is not an easy place to pitch. There's a ton of ground out there to cover in the outfield. The ball absolutely flies. You've also pitched at Amarillo. When you're working in kind of tough conditions, obviously it's enough to figure out the lineup, but do you let the ballpark come into play at all, or you just try and block that out?
No, like you said, just block it out. I mean, we can't control how the ball plays, how the wind's playing. So it's just, I'm just going to throw my pitch, try to execute it the best I can, and whatever happens after it leaves my hand is it's up to the game. And we have great fielders out there, so I have no worries about the ball getting put in play, because I know we're going to make plays, as we've seen all week and all year. And so
great defense.
Yeah,
series.
Just knowing we have great catchers behind the play, great defense behind, it kind of makes it a little easier to be able to pitch, knowing that if the ball gets put in play that we're going to make the plays and get the outs.
Rhett Koba, the pride of El Reno, Oklahoma, pitching relatively close to home in Amarillo, Midland, Corpus Christi. That must be nice for you.
Yeah, it's cool, and it's a funny thing. My parents sent me a list of the times it takes for them to get to each away stadium, and the funny part is the farthest one away for them is
Corpus Christi.
So like you said, it's cool to be kind of close to home. I mean, I can't really get away from Texas.
Have they made some of the games yet?
Yeah, they were able to come out to Amarillo 2 weeks ago, and hopefully they'll get down to Corpus one of these times, depending on obviously the schedule of when we play. But it's fun. It's fun. Nice to be around home. Tulsa, I wish it was a little earlier so I could go back and see about some family, but it's good. I enjoy it.
Hook's right-hander Rhett Koba here on the pregame show. Thank you, Rhett.
Thank you for having me. Let's go Hooks.
Welcome back to the Hooks pregame show. This is Sunday with the Skipper. We're joined by Hooks manager Joe Thon as we get ready for the Hooks and the Rockhounds from Minton Bank Ballpark here on the Sunday afternoon. Joe, thank you very much for the time. I'm really impressed with the way the club has battled this week. It was kind of a bitter pill on Tuesday, but the guys rebounded and in a spot to win this series.
You know, I think it's been the theme for the guys all season. You know, a couple of things haven't gone our way, but they keep plugging it in. Good at bats, good innings. You know, they're always close enough to get to the win. So at least a couple of these games have been going our way, and even you've seen it. The guys, they've been playing pretty well so far.
They certainly have. The pitching has been good of late, too. Angel Macquarie continued that yesterday. What did you see out of Angel? I mean, he puts you in a position to win the ballgame.
He's been putting us in a position every start so far. So he's been doing really good for us. I mean, he's just been consistent with his game plan, his pitches, and his prep. You know, it's been nice to see so far.
Speaking with Hooks manager Joe Thon, the Hooks, you must be pleased with how they've done offensively to start the year. One of the top producing teams in, among the 30 AA clubs. And Shea Whitcomb has led the charge in that category. A homer again yesterday, tied for the club lead, or tied for the league lead with 6 home runs, has the club lead for RBIs. This guy's playing with a ton of confidence right now.
Shea's been doing fantastic offensively and defensively. You know, he's been preparing himself really nicely. Bobby's done a hell of a job with him, you know, getting him ready every game. The kid has a lot of potential, right? So we're just trying to get him ready to be able to play consistently this way.
Referencing Bobby Bell, Hook's hitting coach, a couple of guys that have come up from Asheville, Kennedy Corona and Joey Loperfido, especially this series, they really have been catalysts for the offense. Corona specifically, this guy's a dynamo, not a big guy, but he's got a ton of pop.
Yeah, Corona's been this way since I've known him. You know, he's a fiery player. You know, he's the type of player to start stuff. You know, at any moment he could start a game, and you know, it could change, right? So it's nice to have in the lineup. Him and Loperfido have been great additions for us.
Yeah, Loperfido, you know, had some power early. You know, coming up to AA, hitting a lot of home runs, and that really has continued in terms of his production. It just seems like when there are guys on base, he's out there hunting for that RBI. Makes a ton of contact and is a good judge of the strike zone. What are you seeing from Joey offensively?
You know, Joey's just a great professional, right? He's consistent at bats. He's very attuned to his approach. You know, he knows what he wants, what he doesn't want to do. So he's been trying to be consistent with that way, and it's great to see because it doesn't matter if there's runners on base or not on base. He's trying to be consistent with his approach.
Speaking with Hooks manager Joe Thon, just broadly speaking, what are some of the things that you guys are working right now, early stages of the year, as you kind of get into the rhythm for the regular season?
You know, these guys are just establishing their season, right? Kind of trying to get to know them as well. You know, a month of the season isn't too many games, so it's trying to see how they are, how they, you know, deal with failure, how they deal with success, and just trying to see what kind of holes we can at least fill so they can at least, you know, continue in progress throughout the season and hopefully get them out of here as soon as we can.
Chaz McCormick starting a rehab assignment yesterday, played 6 innings in center field, went 0-for-2 with a walk, stole a base. Looked like he was moving around pretty good out there.
Yeah, Chaz feels good. You know, it's good for the guys to see a professional like Chaz. You know, he came in and immediately started working with Blue in the cage with Bobby, you know, so it's a good reminder of, you know, what a big leaguer looks like, right? So it's good for them.
And the spread's nice, too. In a rehab assignment jump out for you in terms of your playing career and maybe a guy that stood out that you really enjoyed working with, getting some time in the clubhouse that you wouldn't have not normally got to experience?
The one that comes to mind is probably Tulowitzki when we were in the Dunedin Blue Jays. You know, just it was a great guy. You know, he's a teacher, you know, good influence. He's a professional. He was with us for a while there for maybe a week or two. And, you know, it was a good time to have a guy like that around, you know, especially in those dog days in June, July.
Sure.
He was working his ass off, too.
Yeah. What's your recommendation for the Hooks players when a rehab guy comes down in terms of getting the most out of that experience?
I think the most a guy can do is just observe, right, see how they go about their business, see what they do on a daily basis. If there's any questions they have that, you know, they think it's pertinent to their career, just pick their brain as much as they can. But the biggest thing is, like, see how they go about their work. You know, a lot of guys don't have that perspective of what a big leaguer really does. And it's, you know, it's every day. It's a lot of things that people don't realize that they're very diligent.
Aaron Brown going on the mound today for the Hooks. What do you want to see out of Mr. Brown?
Browning, you know, just 2-strike execution. You know, the guy gets the 2 strikes very quickly. He's been fantastic that way. You know, now it's just, you know, being able to finish his game plan. He knows. He's been, you know, working really hard with it with John. And just being consistent with his approaches. He's been great so far.
Yeah, I'm looking to get another great start. Red Coba really good. Colton Gordon, Angel Macquarie. Hooks through a one-hitter on, I think that was Thursday, only the 9th one-hitter in the 18-year history of the team. Joe, before we let you go, Blake Patrick, coaching apprentice, really has stood out to me. A guy that has been, you know, the consummate leader here. What do you see out of Blake on a day-in and day-out basis?
Blake, you know, I've had Blake for a while, so he's like my right-hand man. So Blake is one of those guys.
I bring him up because he's crushing a pancake to my right
now. Oh, yeah, he's a spread crusher for sure. No, the guy's great. You know, he keeps me. I do a lot of dumb stuff sometimes, so he helps me every once in a while.
It's good to have those guys. Hook skipper Joe Thon here on the pregame show. Joe, thanks for the time. Good luck today.
Thank you, Goff.
And I'm pleased to be joined by Hook starting pitcher Aaron Brown, who picked up the win last night. Aaron, thank you very much for taking the time. Congrats on the win last night.
Thank you. Appreciate the time, Michael. I'm just getting after it.
Yeah.
Having a good time here.
How's your experience been in Corpus Christi so far?
Great. Great group of guys we got here. Town's great. Fans are great. I mean, you can't complain.
Yeah. For folks who are going to watch you pitch the next time, can you kind of break down for us your pitch arsenal, how you like to go and attack and get guys out?
Yes, sir. Just getting ahead is a big part. Using the changeup, probably best off-speed pitch, working on a slider, hop-cut pitch. Just trying to get more swing and miss with two strikes, working on getting the ball down a little bit and set in the zone. Not complaining about throwing strikes, but
you can throw just, too many strikes.
Exactly. Just trying right? to get a few more swing and miss with two strikes. And but defense was great. Shea made a lot of great plays last night, ground ball wise. Corona with a big hit. Santana with a grand slam there to cap it off a little bit, and Chad with a great double play there. So defensive wise, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better game.
Well, it certainly was. And it seemed like, your first non-strikeouts, like first five outs, were all on the ground. And you must have a pretty good feeling when that's happening and you have the defense behind you. It must be nice to know in the back of your head, these guys have my back.
Oh, 1,000%. They work their butts off every day. The guys love being here. Craig called a great game. I mean, we were right on top of it. I already had the pitch grip set when he was calling, so we were on top right there, cued in, and he called a really good game.
Yeah, and you bring up JC. It's crazy to me. The guy had never caught before, and then last year he catches 60 games in A-ball. With guys like your stuff, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, that must be pretty remarkable considering what JC's been able to do.
Yeah, for sure. My hat's off to him. I mean, I got to pitch to him a lot last year, which has helped our chemistry a little bit. He knows what I like to throw in certain counts, and he's improved a lot since last year, and I'll give him a lot of benefit for working his butt off this offseason.
Chatting with Hook's right-hander Aaron Brown, your other catcher, and CJ Stubbs. He's awfully fun to watch back there.
Yeah, JC, a great guy to have here. Both those guys are top-tier catchers, and, I mean, we couldn't ask for better, too.
Yeah, so making the adjustment to AA, what's the biggest difference for you? I know the sample size is small, but what are you noticing so far here in 2023?
Yeah, just getting ahead and hitters-wise, I would say just, like, their approach with two strikes. They're really cued in, so you got to make great pitches.
They're not going to chase
as
much.
You can't miss much. You got to be confident in what you're throwing and just execute it and go from there.
I meant to bring this up earlier, the hop cut. Can you kind of break that down for us and what you're trying to achieve there?
Yes, sir. It's basically cutter grip. You're getting a little bit more slider movement with it, but I would consider it more of a cutter pitch. But location-wise, it's just a new pitch for some guys that have a higher arm slot.
Yeah.
They can't sweep. Slider, so it's a great pitch to have, especially with two strikes or just getting weak contact.
And I guess it all starts with the grip. I mean, how much are you holding a baseball? Like, are you walking around the house with a baseball? Are you on an airplane with a baseball? Break that down for us.
Yeah, I got to mess with it a lot because I really didn't have a breaking ball until I got drafted, and I've had off to the Astros for just helping me out with getting a slider,
sure.
Something going the other way, and it was a tough grip. It's funny, the grip that I'm using now was the grip that I couldn't throw in my first year, and now it's the grip that's working. So
how about that?
It kind of came back around. So.
Well, that's crazy. And speaking with Hook's right-hander Aaron Brown, you mentioned the draft. You're just 2 years into your pro career, not even that much, really. Describe for us your experience getting drafted. I know you went to a few different schools. Vanderbilt was one, drafted out of Middle Tennessee State. When did you realize that you might become a Houston Astro?
You know, I didn't know much. We were sitting at the house with my family, just keeping it small, and just got done working, and then I came home and just...
What were you doing? Where were you working?
A lot of tree work with my guys back home, so helping them out, and then sure enough, they ninth round rolls around, and they gave us a call, and I was like, let's roll. Here we
That's
go.
That's crazy.
So it happened quick, but I'm glad to be here.
It's great. Well, work. And before we let you go, Aaron, just becoming an Astro and how they've been able to help you as well, it really is remarkable what they've been able to do on the pitching side of things when it comes to development.
1,000%. I mean, it's just, from a pitching standpoint, it's top pro. I mean, organization you could ask for from development wise. I mean, everybody that I got picked up with has either developed a new pitch or their stuff has just improved tremendously.
Cooks right-hander Aaron Brown. Aaron, thank you very much for the time. Congrats on the dub last night. We'll look forward to watching you pitch very soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time.